This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster. Paula McIntyre, you're making chocolate baklava.
Yes.
Sweet and delicious.
Yeah,
and
not too sweet, actually. No. It's honey. It's flavoured with, sweetened with honey. So baklava normally would be made with almonds, and it would be do layers and layers and layers, and but I'm doing a simpler version.
And it's the really sticky. It's the thing. I mean, any time I've got it down St George's Market,
really
you get
sticky.
It. And it sticks to your teeth and it sticks
and
to your
and
hands.
And it's gorgeous. And basically, it's phyllo pastry, which is this here, which is just, you know, like a sheet. You can buy this everywhere now, but it's just really thin pastry. You could make your own, but you would lose the will to live, so just buy it. And you need like a big table and a massive rolling pin, so you can buy this. I love it. I love phyllo pastry. So you just take, the only thing about phyllo pastry is it'll dry out. So while, get a sheet and get your butter ready, and you know, you can't really do oil or anything with this. It has to be butter. Just brush. Okay. So we're just going to do is brush that, John, with melted butter. So half of it. And then just cut, fold it over. But while you're doing that, you see the rest of the pastry, cover it with either cling film or a tea towel.
So it doesn't dry out.
Yeah, and it will dry out. So, and then when you get your, when you get it like that, so cut it in half. So we've got a square, short of a square, a rustic square. And then the filling is just whatever nuts I had in the cupboard, which was pretty much a, there's pistachios in there, there's hazelnuts, there's walnuts, there's some Brazil nuts. I put in a few pumpkin seeds, but just really whatever you have. So
it's good when they kind of use up what's left.
Well, you know
over
the way you always have
Christmas,
and it's good
our
exercise.
House is cheese.
Cracking the nuts.
I have more cheese
and
in our house
more,
at the minute. Well, no, I mean I have blue cheese at the minute that I think didn't start out as blue cheese. If you know what I mean,
right, John.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
wasn't meant to be blue cheese,
right,
but anyway,
so
that's
it's
another
developed
story.
Into that, no, that's okay. But just what I would do is just cut off the blue bits in the middle. It'll be fine.
Yeah,
be grand.
All right.
Yeah.
See
so
you back
in
here,
here
next week. Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully, and not do you any harm. Chop your nuts up, and then some chocolate, either chopped as well. Honey, and I always sort of warm the jar of honey in a bit of warm water, hot water, and then you know, weigh it out and pour it out, and then cinnamon as well. So that's, that all goes in. So that's your mixture there of honey, and the chocolate melts a wee bit. So if you put the, so if you put your chocolate mixture, your nut mixture, into the middle of the, of your
square
of phyllo,
pastry.
Okay. So you can sort of see it. So the, it's like a wee cylinder, and it's pointing to either end, and then brush the top of that again, this other layer,
with butter,
with more butter, yeah. And then fold it over. So you're making a nice parcel. So fold it over into the middle, and then brush down the edges again.
So it's like, it's like closing an envelope.
That's exactly it. That's it. It's
with
like making
pastry,
an envelope.
And
a
inside is this
envelope.
Chocolate and nut and honey
that's
and
it.
Cinnamon.
And then fold that all over, John, and roll it up until like, so you get a nice wee cigar shape. And then brush the top of that with more butter.
Because there's not enough butter on it.
No, there's not enough. Well, it's just to make it look nice. That's more about the look of it, really. Yeah. The other stuff was to make for the holding it all together and the taste, of course.
Public Health Authority are on the phone already.
I know. It's, really, it's a light coating. It's very light, very light. Well, I'm sick of all that old carry on of New Year, New You. So this is just to buck the trend. We're in the middle of the month. This is just in your back. And, you know,
good
and
excuse.
Then into the oven. A nice hot oven. And it'll take about 15 minutes. And then you end up with these sort of wee crispy parcels. So
like wee spring rolls.
Wee spring rolls, that's it. But not like a spring roll. But but they look like it. And then, so normally a baklava you would drink, you would eat the baklava and maybe dip it into your coffee, you know, good like Turkish coffee or nice thick coffee. But what I did here was just made an Americano coffee, or you know, use instant coffee, make a good cup of strong frothy coffee, and then some brown sugar, boil that all up, Let it into, you know, cook it down a wee bit, and then just fold in dark chocolate. Okay, so then that's
sisters over the top.
I don't have any cups, but you know what the nice way to serve this is, just no wee espresso cup of hot of the warm chocolate sauce, and then your sort of warm pastry, not too warm, you know. Well, just let it sit for a wee while. You can, with the pastry comes out of the oven, brush them with honey as well when they're hot. And if you know, if you use a really good honey, you know, we've got beautiful heather honey from this country, or you know, really nice honey. If you have a nice jar of floral honey, use that for this, because it'll really come out in the taste. You know, honey is one of those things that you really, you know, don't. You can use ordinary honey, but I think you've got chocolate all over your face. No, don't wipe it off. It's great. That's the way it should be enjoyed. Have the chocolate all over your face. So
it's as light as a feather, and then inside you have this wee nugget of pure chocolate.
I'm not overly sweet, because the chocolate's nice dark chocolate, which is good for you. That'll release endorphins. Mm-hmm. The nuts sure have got, what have they got? They've their oils, things. Essential oils, great
good
things. Protein and your honey, you know, and that's good for you as well.
I love it. Honestly, you wouldn't like this at all. You really wouldn't like this.
John, I got up this morning. I didn't know there's going to be a ukulele band here, but I have actually got, I think, 20 of these.
No way.
So there we are. We're all good. There you are. Ah. Everybody's
Meanwhile, our children are thinking, right, well, that's none for us.
No, not today. Ah, sorry.
Sorry. You have to make your own lunch.
Sorry, guys.
That is beautiful. Chocolate baklava with a kind of coffee chocolate sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair?
That's it. Mm. Sure, that's all you need.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.